London Film Festival, Jason Kay. Now to Argentina. A former Argentine naval intelligence officer known as the Blonde Angel of Death has been given a life sentence for torture and murder during military rule in Argentina. The victims of Alfredo Astiz included prominent human rights activists and two French nuns. 16 of the 18 appearing in court received prison sentences today, and reporter Ed Stocker was in court. Hello, Ed.
Hi, Rod. How are you doing?
Good. And what were they accused of doing, and when did all this take place?
Well, they were accused of a combination of kidnapping, torture and murder. This is dating back to the last military dictatorship in Argentina, which was from 1976 to 1983. So we're talking about things that happened a long, long time ago and just coming to justice now. It's been 25 years since the case was first investigated and then eventually reopened 8 years ago. And the trial's been going on for 2 years, so it finally reached its verdict today.
And this included these death flights, did it? So-called death flights, when people were taken up in the air and dropped out of planes.
That's part of what happened in the ESMA, but that's going to be in subsequent trials. This trial actually focused on two events dating back to 1977, which was a kidnapping that took place in a church in Buenos Aires, in which two French nuns were actually kidnapped and some founding members of a human rights organization. So that was one of the key cases. And then there was also another case involving the death of an author, a very famous author here in Argentina called Rodolfo Walsh, who was quite a big left-wing campaigner. And he also died in 1977. So those were two of the main cases that were involved in this trial. It was to do with basically 86 cases of torture, murder, and kidnapping from that year.
Goodness. What became of the people who didn't receive prison sentences? Were they found not guilty?
I think it was just merely a lack of evidence. As I said, we're talking about things that happened a long time ago because of laws introduced by Raul Alfonsin, who was the first president when the country returned to democracy in 1983, and then Carlos Menem in 1989. They introduced laws basically, Menem pardoning many of the dictatorship's protagonists. And Alfonsin as well introduced laws kind of basically trying to draw a line under what happened, which meant that for many years, none of these people were brought to justice. So obviously, with the passage of time, it's much harder to prove these things. But they weren't actually given freedom today. They were ordered to stay in prison. These people have actually been in prison since the case reopened 8 years ago, pending the trial. So they were actually ordered to stay in prison until further notice, because there are basically many more trials that are due to follow.
And among one of the victims was the woman who founded the Mothers of the Plaza de Mayo, the Mothers of the Disappeared. Is that right?
Yeah, well, a few of them actually. Yes, I mean they're a very emblematic organisation. They still march around the Plaza de Mayo, which is the central square in Buenos Aires, every Thursday, and they wear white headscarves. And they're still fighting to find their children and grandchildren who were disappeared during the military junta. A few of them were disappeared in 1977 during this time, and which of course makes it such a symbolic case for many people here in Argentina, because the organization is still such a strong, they still fight for these things that took place 30 years ago. It's still so fresh in their minds, despite, the fact that it happened such a long time ago.
Ed Stocker in Buenos Aires. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
And let's go now to...